Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. We're talking about a different kabbonis. Get mixed up with each other. So the last thing we learned about was an Oshem and a Shlamim. We had an argument where they're allowed to reduce the amount of time that you can eat for a carbon or truma, or you bring kach l'beisav sum. Now we have a Mishnah goes as follows, and we already had this Mishnah earlier. So the limbs of a carbon chatas, which have certain restrictions, got mixed up with the limbs of a carbon oila, which has other restrictions. So what do you do? Now, a chatas, remember, it goes to the koyin, except the fats, and the oila goes on the mizbech. It's all burnt. So what do you do? Rabbi Elazar says, yitein lemaila. You put everything atop the mizbech. The roya, some of the flesh does not belong to the mizbech. It belongs actually with to a coin. And we have a rule called balsak tiru. We'll see. You're not allowed to go ahead. We had before. You're not allowed to just I'm going to take things that belong to a coin. You can't put them in mizbech. Of a royani, I imagine that it's shara chatas those are vorim that belong to the chatas mil maila that are above the mizbech. And there's an aveda balsak tiru mimenu ishim, any carbon which part of it goes to mizbech, the rest it doesn't belong there. You're even aveda balsak tiru. So how can you go ahead and put it on top of the mizbech? So we imagine ki ilu hei eitzim, as if you're putting it there not for reich nechoyach, but you're putting it there for eitzim as wood. The Chachamim agree. They say to ubet tzarasa, you can't. You have no breida. You can't use put any on his beyach. You let it sort of decompose. The yotzul beisa sefer, then you burn the beisa deshin like everything else, because they hold is the isa bal saktiru. You're not allowed to put it on the mizbech. My time, Rabbi Lezer. What's the spot of Rabbi Lezer? Why does he hold that you're allowed to put him in the mech? Because he bases it on the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "El mizbech leyalu." It says in the pasuk, "Loi saktiru." You're not allowed to go ahead and be maktir on the mizbech. Things don't belong there. Then it says, "El mizbech leyalu." Don't put mizbech lereach nechoyach. Don't put mizbech only if you're doing it for the sake of reach nechoyach. And we dash from the saktiru. We dash and komi menu ishim l'Hashem. Anything which belongs on the has parts of the mizbech, the rest you're not allowed to put on mizbech. And then in the following pasuk it says, "Well, mizbech leyalu lereach nechoyach." So what do you mean? That Issa and this pasuk, mizbech leyalu, is not only talking about se'oid and dvash, which is the pasuk before. You're not allowed to bring up se'oid, yeast or dvash, honey on the mizbech. But it says the mizbech leyalu goes on everything, say on the se'oid and the dvash, and say on the kol menel ishim. You're not allowed to put on the mizbech lesaktiru. And what does it say? Only is it, when is it also lereach nechoyach? Put in there for a carbon. Lereach nechoyach at the maila. About the maila. But if you put it up there and you think it's like wood, no, it's not for carbon, it's all right. But Rabbanan, no. They say, it says in the Pasuk, it says, Reishis takrivu oisam. When this Pasuk says, it starts off Reishis, carbon Reishis takrivu oisam. You should bring them carbon Reishis. We're talking about the Se'oid and the Vash. We're not talking about the other Kabbalahs. The Issa Basatira applies in all cases. You know, put them as bech. I don't care what's reich nechoyach. I don't care what's not reich nechoyach. Mashengi, the Issa Se'oid Vash, only Osir was reich nechoyach. Rabban Meir, Achmona, Oysam, Oysam Yatamayla. Only the Se'oid Vash that you're not allowed to put them as bech. Aval Atamayla, Shem Eitzim, you're allowed to put it, Shem Eitzim, for Eitzim, you're allowed to. But other things you're not allowed to put under any circumstance. You're not allowed to put on the bed. Makes no difference.
So there's this thing called chedav called vash lo yisak tirenu.
Yeah,
you're allowed to bring it
l'shem eitzim.
You saying?
Yes, but if you put them in bed, stam bazei, you're allowed to.
It's interesting. So it's only those. Yeah. The pasuk was specified.
Yes. The Gemara, but Rabbi Lezer, oisam. What did he do with the word oisam? Since he holds that it's all inclusive, what did he do with the word oisam? Rabbi Lezer, oisam. Who the rabbi loch keves kemizbech? Only by so oyin and dvash do I say that the iser applies not only on the mizbech but also on the ram. We're talking about the Shirayim shouldn't be brought up, even on the ramp. I will meet Achrin Eloi, but when it comes to other Kabbanas, the Isra of Basak Tiro only applies to the Mizbech, does not apply to the ramp. You're allowed to put it on the ramp. of the Mizbech. It's not the same thing as the Mizbech. Because there's a posting, the El HaMizbech Le'yalot, so we dash, what's the El and to the, to include the ramp. That part of the posting, El HaMizbech, is only referring to Sa'ir and Vash, that the Isa is that you're not allowed to put the rest of it on the Mizbech. But other Kabbalists, the putting on the ramp is not a problem. So again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to put other Kabbalists even on the Mizbech if it's not the Eichne Chayach. And if it is Eichne Chayach, you're allowed to put it on the ramp. According to the Rabbanon, other Kabbalists, you're never allowed to put it on the Mizbech. Let me talk about it. Rabbanon, Tartish Mamina. Since the Pasuk cannot be talking about other Kabbalists, you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbech, even if it's not the Eichne Chayach. The Pasuk is only part of talking about Sayyid and the Vash. Therefore, the Rabbanon say, when it talks to the Chiddush that a ramp is included in the Mizbech, obviously it's not talking about this other Kabbalists, because the whole Pasuk is only talking about Sayyid and Vash.
So the letter says that you can take these things on them as they are proper because they're like wood.
If you have in mind, it should be like wood, yeah.
Yeah, and they say that you can't
under any circumstances.
Other
kabbalas.
Things like the
so and vash.
So where does the ramp come into? So what, I mean, what do you do? You're on the ramp, or you sit on the ramp.
Oh, you want to make a fire on the ramp?
Ah,
there's no issue there. You want to bite Tana? You have my sister like high Tana. Our Mishnah does not follow the following time. The time we learned, our Mishnah says that's what they're arguing about. They've already got mixed up. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Definitely not arguing in this case about Vivari Chatva Shinis Arva Bevari Oila. In the case that you said that our Mishnah is that they're arguing, I disagree. On this case where a Vodim of a Chatzik, a mixed Vodim of Oil is not a Chalikim Sheyiku, everyone holds it, Yemakrivit. Everyone holds it of this Drosha that if it's La'etzim, it's all right. Everyone agrees if the animal, if the vodim of a carbon got mixed up with the vodim of an animal that was involved in the bestiality, you definitely don't bring it because of pasnit to bring on his bech. A man nechel goes, so what's the machlekes? Al yevori oyla tmima shenis arve bevori balas mum. The machlekes is the vodim of an oyla that got mixed up with the vodim of an animal which is flawed. Rabbi Lezer, I'm Yikir. Rabbi Lezer says you bring them up. You bring up and you assume that the balmum is like not for a carbon. It's eitzim. It's all right. And the Chachamim say, Lo Yikir. Chachamim say you cannot be makhlik. You cannot bring it up. That's what the machlekes is. Evodi a balmum mixed up with evodi of a normal carbon. But if it's a evodi of one good carbon, with another carbon, everyone agrees you put it on the mizbech. You want to root it. I don't understand. What's the difference? Why is everyone made when it comes to that you shouldn't bring them as Bayach? So why when it comes to Islamic, so you say you could. Omer Abunah says, we're talking about a mumi. What kind of mumi we're talking about? Bedukin Shabayin. We're talking about a Dukin Shabayin. That it's a cataract. So it's not a mere thing. And why? The leader of Akiva follows the view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Dama says imalul yod. Rabbi Akiva says that these kind of mumim, if you put, you shouldn't obviously the balmum. But if you put them as bech, they can remain there. So in other words, it's not so bad. Therefore, if that kind of aver got mixed up with other avodim of other kabbanis, we will. Rabbi Akiva says you bring it up from his bech because it's not bad. Chum hold you don't. Says you want to aim at Rabbi Akiva. When did Rabbi Akiva say that a cataract to the eye, if you put him as bech, you don't take it down? It's only if you did it already. But the evet, the yavad, the chaschil yavad. But in our case, they got mixed up. And you're telling me the chaschil, go ahead and put him as bech. No one says that. So why should the mum be any different than a revei of a nirba? Yeah, Amar, I pop up this hachmas kid. We're talking about here going olu al gabe kevish. We're talking about here. Since you already put it by, we're talking about a case where you by mistake brought it up onto the ramp. And Rabbi Akiva holds that since it's already on the ramp, it's right, or like B'dievid already. And to take it from the ramp and bring it out to Mizbech is already a case of B'dievid. And that's what Rabbi Lez holds. If the Evodim got mixed up on the ramp, you can go ahead and bring it to the Mizbech. It's not a case of Chatzchila, it's a case of B'dievid. Because the ramp is also Mekadosh, just like Mizbech and Mekadosh. If so, why do you have to say they got mixed up? Since you go and call to Rabbi Akiva that Dug Shabayin, if it goes on Mizbech, you don't have to take it down. So why do you have to tell me that the volume of a Balmum got mixed up with the volume of a regular carbon? Tell me even the volume of a Balmum on its own. If it's on the ramp, brought up on the ramp already, what Rabbi Akiva say, bring it to the Mizbech and leave it there. And you know, as long as not eating choyach. So what's the chiddush that got mixed up? The Gemara, Ella time Rabbi Lezer, must be a different svara. What's for Rabbi Lezer? And only works when they got mixed up and they voted for another carbon. Miet Rachmana, the trade was a maid. Mum bom who the lawyer also. When is a mum not effective? You should bring it back if it's on its own. But if it's part of a mixture, then we're not. Then it's then but the evidence you can put on his back. Rabbana, nu Rabbana, how come they're against it? Then how can Rabbana say there's a mum you cannot bring us back? Mum bomu de lo yiratu, ha'ava mum yiratu. Rabbana da'ash, mum bom means a permanent mum is no good. But not that if the animal was mixed up with other animals that you could put in his back. It means a permanent mum, a mum bom, a mum that's it, part of the animal is forbidden. But a passing mum, you know, a transient mum, is a temporal mum is all right. All right, but Rabbi Lezer, how does he know that? Mibam bohem. It could have said mumbam. Instead, it says mumbahem. So it tells you two things. It teaches you that only on its own is it also. And second of all, that only if it's a permanent blemish, not if it's a temporary blemish. And the Rabbanu, what do they do with the bohem? Bom bohem ledoshu. The Rabbanu do not darshan bom bohem. So why does it say? Roya, so why Rabbi Lezer say the whole word is we imagine that the avodim of the Baal Mum is a piece of wood. Harachmana actually, according to him, the pasuk says mum bam that the Torah is mefedish machshir if there's a tarugus. So not, I don't have to deem it as a piece of wood. The Torah says that it's mixed. It's mutter. Says, well, you're right. Ledivreim ka'amalu. He's talking to the rabbanon l'fishi tasam, and this is what he says to them. Literally, according to me, they avodim of a mum of an animal of a mum. Of carbon got mixed up with the volume of a normal animal. Rachmana Achshere Taitis is clearly mum bohem that you can bring it. Fine. Oh, but Lidichu, you don't believe in my drosha. Oidily me is, however, be made to have a mind that's like a piece of wood. Basa balos mum beetsin dam a piece of wood, and immediately to have a basa chatas. Just like in the case, you made it to me. What happens if you got mixed up a vori oiler with basa chatas? You said in the previous Mishnah, everyone is made if you have pieces of an oiler with pieces of a chatas. There you have the breda, but a made you can bring your brim is back. That was what you learned in the previous Mishnah. Oiler chatas got mixed up, you have a breda, you can let it wander about, get a mum, and then you can sell it with the money, buy things. But I argue to say that you have to wander about, don't bring them as back. But everyone agrees they vori, you have no choice, you bring them as back. So you made it by pieces, by chatas and oiler, you bring as back. Because you deem it to be wood. So the same thing over here. Why don't you say the same thing? That the volume of bamum and the volume of oil should go up. There is a chatas and oil. There's nothing respectable about it. Just the problem is we don't know what's what. Over here, it's me is to have a balmum. Does it make sense? The pastor put this on his bech. It doesn't. Therefore, we don't agree with you. We say don't put him as bech at all. Mishnah. Eivorim be'eivorim balimumim. What about the eivorim of a number of oilers got mixed up with the eivorim of an oiler balmum? What do we do? But the same sook, yeah. So that problem is the kabbalah is the same sook. What do we do in this case over here? What do we do here? Yeah. So what do we do? Rabbi Lezer said this. We already had this before. Rabbi Lezer says, Im korev roish echad mehen, if you already brought up the head, the chatzchil don't do that, but you brought up the head of one of these animals, then yikrivu kol roshin, you can bring up all the other heads, because we're going to assume that head that was on the Zbeach was the one that was pasul, was b'mum, and then everything else is kosher. We'll see in a minute this one. Kerayim lechem, the knees of one of the animals, and yikrivu kol kerayim, you can mimakir the knees of all the other animals, because we're going to assume that what was on the Zbeach was the one that was b'mum. And the Chacham disagree. They hold, I feel karvu kulam. Even if you by mistake brought all the kabbanas, there's only one head left, and you're asking a Rav what you should do, chutz mechon, you have to say if you can't put him as bech, because maybe this one that's left behind is the one that's straight. They don't agree with the svara that probably the one that's straight. Rashi, much less in Eivorim, shall oilers harbor many oilers, numerous oilers, bevori, oil, balmut, mixed up together with the oil of a balmum, im karev echad mehem, if you brought up one of these on the Mizbeach, to linen, isura bay, we're going to assume that the isur is the one on the Mizbeach. But Chacham said, no, even all the brothers back, only one left, we're worried that perhaps this is the one. Is Yotzelebe, is Yetzelebe, is Asreif, 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 is Y head was ready, the head of the Baal Mum was already brought on the Mizbech. Says the Gemara.
Isn't that the classical call of Parish or Rebbe Parish? You got one went up on the Mizbeach. It's now separated from the Roiv, Lomazog, and then
yeah,
it's
but
one
from a Kavur we had before. If it's sitting in one place, the Suffolk was didn't start when you the Suffolk didn't start when you were on the Mizbeach. The Suffolk started when it was
you
in
removed
this.
It from the Kavur.
No, before yeah. Then, when you had a pile, I asked you, what is this? What would you have told me? There's a Mum here floating around. So that so the Mum, the Suffolk started when it was a Kavur. Says the Gemara. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lozer said, "Lo ihichshir Rabbi Lozer el shnayim. Even Rabbi Lozer said that mutter is only if you brought from now on two at a time. Why? What's the svara if you brought two at a time? If you brought two at a time, definitely one of those two is kosher. Definitely one of those two is not a balmum because we all know only if you brought one mum that got mixed up. So definitely there's no mum in and he got mixed up with the other ones. So since one of them definitely is kosher, migoy, that one is kosher, we're going to drag that kashas to the next piece as well. Elishnayim. If you only brought one head at a time, each head is takasafik. Maybe that's the one that's awesome. Rashi, Elishnayim, zug, a pair, each pair, yakriv, when you give makir, ikle mem, migoy, the high lavi, so since it's not isa, the high lavi, suru. The one will say that maybe the one that he brought first before he asked was the one that was a balmum. But one at a time, no. It says a question. It says even if you brought them all chutz meechem, only one head left. Yaitzei lebeisa seif, you got to take it outside. It sounds like Rabbi Lezer argues, and he would hold that even though there's only one head left, bring him as beech. So what do you tell me? It has to be pairs, even one. You know what echad means? Zug echad means one pair left, one set left. Because if there's only one head left, even a blazer be made, you cannot bring it to the mizbeach. Rashi chutz me'echem hem, mekal de blazer kodav, zug echad shnei roshim, two heads. Next Mishnah, dam shenis ale b'mayim. What happens if the water got mixed up with the blood that you want to sprinkle on mizbeach? And the problem is that maybe you don't see the blood anymore. So it depends. Im yesh boi mariz dam, if you look at the water, and it appears like its blood is still red and kosher. It looks like blood, it is still kosher. However, in this added biyayin, if it got mixed up with wine, royin oise ki iluhumayim. If it got mixed up, but if you no longer tell that it's red, it's not kosher, it's water. What about this added biyayin? What about if it got mixed up with wine? And wine is red also, so how in the world can you tell if you have how much blood there is? So we imagine that the wine is water, and if there would have been this quantity of water, would you still be able to see the redness of the blood or not? Look at it, water is water. Rashi, red, you can't tell. We imagine it's water, and we assess. This quantity of water, you would still be able to see the redness of the blood. What about this adav bedam behemoy bedam chaya? What about the blood that mixed up with other real blood from another animal of chulin? But how did it happen to animal of chulin? I guess somehow another. I guess it happened. We're talking about a case in theory, if it happened. Bedam behema, bedam chayi. I mixed up the blood of an animal with chayi of chulin. Now, dam and dam, how can you tell? Royin oisekilimayim. Again, we imagine it's water. And if that quantity, would the redness of the blood still be visible or not? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. This is the famous Rabbi Yehuda. We disagree. He says, ain't dam bevatl dam. He holds min bemino is not bottle of filibelef. Since they're both exactly the same blood, they reinforce each other. So therefore, even the blood is a minuscule amount of the blood from the carbon, the minuscule amount compared in contrast to the blood of the chulin, still you can be zaydikit. Rashi, ain't dam bevatl dam. The min bemino le bottle, one the same min is namavatl each other, but filo tipo tekli gotl kosher. Even one drop in a giant keli is kosher. Then you reinforce each other. Says this arev bedam suli. What happens if there was other blood there from an animal which is a reveya, or it was you shecht at the wrong time, you know, people like that. So blood of a carbon mixed with that kind of blood, then we don't use it anymore. You shofech la'amam. Even l'chayda, if the kosher blood was so much more, and before with water and everything else, we said that's all right, but not in the case where it's this blood. Why not? Because we'll see more later. It's a gzeda. Because people don't understand. They think, oh, you're allowed to use that blood. They thought maybe Ladi Chatzchil used the blood from a Reveya or the blood of Pigul. Rashi, but I'm still going to Reveya, Nirba, Yerish Chuzman, Yerish Chuzman, and Pigul, Yishafik, Lahama, Vafila HaKosher, Rabba Olav, even the Kosher so much more. The next case in the Mishnah about Dama Tamtzi, the first blood that's spilled out, which is not good. We need the Dam Shan Nefesh boy to get mixed up together. We're not going to say, oh, the Reva's Dam, you know, the good Dam, use it. We'll say you throw it down the chute. Why? Yishofich la'amah, v'afa bishad Dama Nefesh, Rabba Olav, even though so much more, Mishum Gzeda, like a Gzeda, you want to explain later, in Gemara. Back to the Gemara, Mishnah, but Dama Tamtzi, Yishofich la'amah, if we got mixed up with Dama Tamtzi, all of them he poured out. Because we're scared of you, a lot of people don't understand, they'll think that kind of blood is kosher. Rabbi Lezer Machsheh in the case of Dama Tamtzis, because he says, there's very little Dama Tamtzis that comes out of the initial squirt. It's the main thing because afterwards when you're shechting, and therefore there's no reason to make a gzeda. Im loy nimlich v'nasan. In all of the cases, he didn't ask the Rabbi; he just put it on his bech kosher. We're not going to pass it. We can say it's kosher. In this case here, because it's a gzeda. In the last two cases, it's on a gzeda. So if you did it, you did it. Rashi, im loy nimlich v'kosher. I feel tanakama. In the case of Dam Tamtzis, in the case of Dam Apostle, if there was more blood than the Apostle blood, it would have been kosher. It's on the Exeter. So, but the evidence, all right. There's one little piece of Gemara. Omar Abchi Barabba. Omar Abyechim. So, Loishanu, when do we say that if it looks like blood, it is kosher, even though you're saying it, even the majority is water, but if it's still red, tainted red, you're allowed to sprinkle on his bech. When do we say that? Eloshanoflu Mayim Litech Dam. Dafka, the water fell into the dam. So we say rishon rishon bottle, kama bottle. I will nuffle down the tech mayim rishon rishon bottle. But blood fell into the water. Even though there's a lot more blood, every drop of blood that fell in became bottled to the water. The water's rave, and that blood now became transformed into the water. So you never have a rave of blood. You always have a rave of water. Rashi, lo yishanu di im yesh boi maris dam kosher. That if it looks like blood is kosher. But I have the rubin mayim majority is water. Elisha nuffle mayim letech dam. If water fell into blood. Well, only if water fell into blood, but not the reverse, because we say kama bottle. Says the Gemara, back to Gemara, Amar Papa, Zar Papa. But when it comes to kisi adam, well, in your we say by kisi adam, the blood that squirted out from the chicken and got mixed up with water. If it looks like red, you have to do mitzvah kisi adam. Zar Papa, so chayda, does it make a difference if the water came in first, or the water was there first and the blood fell in, or the blood was there first? Well, in your kisi adam, ain't okay. We don't care which one it is. Why? Lefisha ain dichi b'mitzvahs. By a mitzvah, even if the water was there first and the blood came falling in, and the blood was a lot, right? It looks red. But you said kama bottle, the first blood that gets bottled, but not by mitzvahs. The first, if there's only one drop of blood, the taka becomes bottled in the water. But when the second, third, fourth, fifth comes, it's chazav in there, it wakes it up, and now you look at the cumulative amount, it's the majority. Because by mitzvahs, we don't say it's.
So rejects it. Dam, you mean you shove the chicken and there's a puddle on the floor. The
exactly.
Blood goes in the puddle.
So that's because the mitzvah of the kisui adam, is that why you're saying?
Yes.
So why don't you say with dam of hazor is a mitzvah of hazor, therefore it should be the same thing.
Good, we'll see what Rashi says. Rashi. Well, the Indian kisui that not be now make high gavdon is out of the back of the border in yet by Maris dam. Chayiv lechasas gecover ain't a cane. There is different. That filu nosan dam. That even if he plays dam leteich demayim im yesh my maris dam looks like blood. Chayiv lechasas. I mean, we don't say kama bottle. That whatever came in first is bottle. Why? Fishadich mitzvah. Afa pisha nitcha tipa deshayna should not the mayim. True, the first drop of blood that fell in the water became bottle. V'loy ha yemaris and nike and you couldn't. It wasn't. You couldn't tell that was blood. I feel like you had enough on top of the second one. Chayzel is the shayna v'ne'ur wakes up the start of him. The chinafal, and if enough fell in, atchahavchu mayim lemaradam, it transformed the water into blood. Chayzel v'nida lekisi, you can again use it for kisi. I mean, we don't say, hoyil v'nidcha yichad l'shay, dicha el badaba kedusha. These are chilg mitzah and kedusha, Rashi says here. So kisi dam is pure mitzah, and mitzah ain't dichli. By the karbonis, this is part of the kapara, this is part of the carbon. You know, there's meat until you finish the thing. So there's kedusha. And kedusha, we say, nidcha.
The actual thing is kedush.
I guess once you're nidcha, you can't bring it back. We had before. You know, that you know, nidcha v'nidcha is doch. We had a machlekes, nidcha v'nidcha, what happens? Or dicha mikara. But if it's nidcha v'nidcha by kabonis and a carbon, it's over. So that's the word. Kedusha versus mitzvahs.